you're getting the habit of scoring important winning goals.
We didn't play particularly well tonight. We worked hard, although things weren't really happening for us. But we'll take the goals whichever way they come. We worked a bit on Wednesday night on set pieces. We weren't too happy with the way we were. Maybe with a lot of big men on the side, we weren't really getting much from it. But glad to see the wee bit of work paid off tonight.
Yeah, it looked like one straight off the training pitch.
Well, that's well. We had a wee chat, as I mentioned, there on Wednesday night, myself and McNulty and Tommy Monaghan, and we just thought to ourselves, we're six footers all along the back there, and we're getting nothing from it. So a wee bit of effort did pay off for us.
Yeah. I was behind you, the header that you put in, it was in once it left your head, it was perfectly placed.
It's one of them ones that you come down, you just don't really think much about it, you just think of just get it on target, I did actually have just take a wee second look to make sure everything was okay, but once I heard the roar of the crowd, I knew we got what we wanted.
And it was enough to get all 3 points in the end, Keith. It was a tough game, a close battle, and Athlone perhaps shading it up until that goal.
Absolutely. We're under no illusions about the way we're playing. We're not really happy that we have got to our full potential for 90 minutes on any game that we've played so far. I suppose it is fair to say that Athlone were shading it, but we're grinding out results, and if we're getting results, not playing well, when we do actually click, we should be more comfortable in games.
Yeah, that's a good sign, Keith, because even last weekend down in UCD, equalising twice, coming from behind on two occasions in that game, coming away with a point, and then, as you say, grinding out the victory tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. We were disappointed last week. As a defensive unit, we had a few errors during the week, and conceding from corners, we shouldn't be doing it. We're just a bit lax, we weren't really clued in at the vital time, and it cost us, and it felt like a defeat. Speaking to other defenders and speaking to a few of the lads, it felt like a defeat for us because we conceded such sloppy goals. A few of the lads pulled us out with a few good goals, Wilford and Kevin, but we can't be conceding goals like that there. It is very disappointing, but again, we bounced back tonight and had a better performance.
And you're part of a defensive unit that's enjoying a good run of clean sheets. That's 5 clean sheets out of 6 games this season, so you guys at the back are doing something right.
We pride ourselves on the clean sheets, and we have a lot, all at the start of the year put in emphasis on getting a lot of guys in, a lot of good defenders in them. From last year, we still had the basis of a good defence. Wasn't really a problem for us last year, keeping clean sheets, but scoring goals was a problem. But we seem to have rectified that a bit more this year.
Yeah, and it's important to say that defensive unit includes the goalkeeper, Kieran Gallagher. Another crucial save for him at a vital moment in the game.
Absolutely, Kieran went to Derry there last year, and it's brought him on leaps and bounds.